What if the most expensive line item in your AI product stack just got a 90% discount, and the only thing standing between you and that savings is a 30-minute setup? That's exactly the situation builders are waking up to this week, because Baidu just dropped Ernie Image into the open source world, and the benchmark numbers are turning heads. I'm talking about a model that just topped the open source image generation leaderboard, runs on hardware you probably already have, and hits cost break-even against DALL-E 3 at around 500 to 1,000 images per day. If you're currently paying 4 cents per image to OpenAI, you need to stay with me for the next 8 minutes. Let's build. Let's close out with the build versus buy math, because this is what determines whether any of this is actually worth your engineering time. If you're generating fewer than 500 images per month total, stay on the managed API. The evaluation cost alone outweighs any savings. If you're in the 500 to 5,000 images per month range, run a 2-week parallel test. Track your actual GPU hours consumed against your API spent and let the numbers make the decision. More importantly, if you're above 5,000 images per month and you have any data privacy requirements, self-host immediately. Zero data egress is a structural advantage that no closed API can match. Every prompt you send to DALL-E 3 leaves your infrastructure. Every prompt you run on self-hosted Ernie Image stays inside it. In regulated industries, healthcare, financial services, legal, that's worth a 20 to 30% pricing premium to your customers without any change to model quality. And on the pricing model side, if you're building a product on top of image generation, stop selling per image credits. Your marginal cost is approaching zero at scale, which means per image pricing just anchors your customers to the cheapest self-hosted alternative they can find. Reframe around outcomes, delivered campaigns, approved assets, published content. That's where your defensible margin lives now. All right, here's your sprint goal for this week. Day one, pull down the Q61 GGUF variant of Ernie Image Turbo through ComfyUI and run it against your 10 most common production prompt types. Document which ones hit and which ones fail. Day two and three, implement your content type routing layer, Ernie Image for your wins, a fallback to your existing API for anatomy and physics edge cases. Day four and five, build the fast API logging wrapper around the ComfyUI REST endpoint. Generation time, VRAM peak, output metadata. By end of sprint, you should have a hybrid pipeline running with real observability and a clear read on whether your volume justifies full migration. If you're above 5,000 images a month, you already know the answer. The savings are there. The architecture just needs to be right. Keep building. I'll see you in the terminal tomorrow.